Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I do want to get a chicken salad update from you, though, Katie, because that was a huge focus of the show yesterday, that you were going to be a grown-up and mm-hmm. you could actually drive yourself to a chicken salad sandwich restaurant and get a sandwich all by yourself.
I went with a friend, actually, and it was for the grand opening of this spot, the Chicken Salad Chick, which, I don't know, like, it's a restaurant that is focused on different flavors of chicken salad, which I didn't even know could be a thing.
Hold up.
Yeah.
What other kinds of flavors?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, they southern pimento, like, cheese type one.
Pass.
They had a jalapeno. The flavor of the month was Jill pickle, because, again, the chicken salad chick, so everything's kind of female-focused.
I like that one.
It's so good. That's the one I had. And then they served these on this buttery croissant that... One of the best croissants I've ever had. They also have regular bread, though, so you can get it on different types of bread. And then their sides are out of this world. I had a creamy, like, chicken Weiss wild rice soup.
Did you just say creamy Weiss?
Creamy chicken wild rice soup.
Give me a bucket of that Weiss you got up there.
Focus. But it was like, then they had a grape salad. I don't even know what was in this grape salad, but it was phenomenal.
Enjoy your farts later.
So I sat there. I had the sandwich and the two sides because, And then they serve it with a cookie. They give you a cookie. So everything was just so good.
Do they put chicken salad on the cookie as well?
No, they don't. You can do that, though. There's no rules that say you can't. But all these different flavors of the chicken salad that you get to choose from. And then you can have it in the sandwich form, or you can get scoops of different kinds, and then they serve it with crackers. So it's like old school.
Can I have a question?
Old school.
Can I raise my hand?
Yes. Yeah. You in the back. Go ahead.
Were you the youngest people in this restaurant?
No! There are so many people in this restaurant.
Really? Okay.
And it was, because it's a thing, it was a grand opening, so they weren't officially open yet, and it was just people kind of trying it out.
Measled
the
your
people
way in.
Who worked there were figuring out the menu and stuff, so it was that kind of environment. So it was free for us to go in and try this food,
now
and
I know
it was
why you
so
went.
Fun. No, I wanted to try it out, too. I've heard a lot of good things about this restaurant. So we went, and we got our meal for free, right? And then we sat down, and we ate it, and I was asking the person I came with, I'm like, God, I wonder what the chances are me getting something to go. I wanted you guys to try it. So I was going to bring you a scoop of the Jill Pickle chicken salad
good,
just so you guys could try it.
Oh, next day chicken salad that's warm that's been in your car?
You're going to love it. I know.
My favorite.
I know. And so I, one of the people who were walking around the restaurant helping and clearing tables and whatnot, I asked him, I'm like, so what's the probability of getting something to go? And she looked at me straight in the eye. I was like, ma'am, it's one meal per person tonight.
Whoa,
okay. I know, in front of everybody.
Give you the stink eye.
I felt so shamed. I was like, oh.
It's not for me.
I really
it's
like
for my friends.
No, and she didn't believe me. She didn't believe me. So.
That's nuts. If they're trying to promote their product, I would have been like, hells to the yes. What can I get you?
You would think.
Get your friends in here.
But I did get quite a few samples. So that's the other thing is you can sample all the different chicken salads until you find the one you like.
Do they have like a dispenser, like an ice cream dispenser?
They have the little spoons.
Oh,
they have the little ice cream spoons.
They're missing an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, like when you get soft serve ice cream at the DQ,
they
need one of those. You pull the handle down, and chicken salad comes out of the soft serve
that
dispenser.
Sounds unsettling.
Right onto
gross.
Your plate.
I don't.
They're
think
missing
I'd like
an
that.
Opportunity.
I don't think I like that at all.
You
but...
go in, you have a couple cocktails, you get your head underneath that spigot, pull the handle, and you got chicken salad sandwich right in your
right
mouth.
Right to the face.
Right
no.
to the face.
I'm
missed
okay
opportunity with
any,
this joint.
Anything mayo based, I don't want that right to the face. That sounds
not
awful.
What I
heard. Hey!
You know, going back just a step, the whole chicken salad sandwich thing you were talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the croissant or croissant,
which is
as they say.
Crazy.
First,
to
it's
me.
Hard to say because you got to say it like that. I'll take the croissant.
You don't have to.
Croissant.
We prefer you don't,
can
actually.
I just get the croissant?
Yeah, you do. You have to say croissant. I've just never been a fan. I don't know why. I would rather have a hearty piece of bread for a sandwich.
I'm
not
with
something
you.
Flaky that gets all over your pants and in your car. And
it's funny. I guess I didn't prefer the croissant before.
Mm-hmm. I'll say it right.
Croissant.
Thank you.
But you have to have it super, like, buttery, flaky. I've had a bad croissant before, and you're right. It could change the game for you.
You got to have beaver teeth when you do it.
Croissant. I don't want to see the video of me doing it.
It's got
that.
A weird aftertaste to me. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's pretty tasty, though.
So, give me some hearty bread is what you need to say.
I'll take the croissant.
Hey, good morning. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Happy Wednesday. We like to bring you guys a little something called PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to send you on your way with a smile. Who's got the P today?
I got this P, and away. You are going to love this because we have an update, kind of, on Punch the Monkey. So the viral monkey who everybody was just hoping the best for once we saw those videos of him getting bullied by the other monkeys at the zoo. And then they was given the stuffy. Everybody knows Punch the Monkey. So now we found out that Punch the Monkey, first of all, is really adapting with the other monkeys there at the zoo. Yay. He's made a lot of friends. He's doing really, really good. So it's a great update on Punch. But because of everything that happened, we now have Zoo Fighter.
What's
which
that?
Is a video game inspired by Punch the Monkey.
What?
Isn't this amazing? And it's from former Fortnite developer Richie Branson. So he's launched this free web-based video game. So you can go online right now and play this game for
free.
You can
be a monkey?
You can be a monkey and you fight off all the other monkeys.
And so I gotta get this.
Once you get 100 points, then they take you and you get to be put into the monkey sanctuary. So you're safe.
Gotta have it.
After you fight off all the monkeys with your stuffy. I know.
Done.
I love it. And not only that, but again, they say that this person, he launched this and he created this video game because it serves as an advocacy tool for captive animals. And so he's really trying to raise awareness for animals that are being held captive by zoos and also why sanctuaries are a much better option.
Love
but the funny part is it's about saving animals and the whole video game is you
you're fighting
off
other,
monkeys.
Beating
but
other. It's okay because you're a monkey
monkeys.
And you're fighting
exactly.
other monkeys. If you were a zookeeper fighting the monkeys, it wouldn't work.
It's self-defense, so it's totally fine.
I want the monkey to fight other monkeys and then fight his way out of the zoo is what I want to see.
That'd be cool.
You know, he's fighting people.
It's a lot of fighting
goes,
for little
you know.
Punch the Monkey.
He's got a lot of energy. Yeah. He's a little pistol.
Yeah,
I think
it's
he could take
quite
it.
Quite interesting, though, and a lot of
love
people
it.
Are just loving the game itself. They
all
say
right.
there's a lot of good graphics and the whole concept of it. Like, people are getting addicted. So
beautiful.
Kind of
that's a
zoo
good positive.
Fighter. Zoo
that's
fighter.
Zoo fighter. And that's an app?
That is just a web-based video game.
Yeah.
So you
all
can
right,
just
I'm going to look
Google
it up in a little bit.
There you go.
I'm going to be fighting monkeys all morning
You're
long.
Welcome.
What's the minus?
All right, Jer, as a longtime truck owner, what is the number one thing you make sure as you are going through a car wash? Make sure there's nothing in the bed of your truck,
oh, I saw
right?
this video.
Make sure
video?
That there is nothing in the bed of the truck. Well,
the place I go to like triple checks the truck bed.
You have
when you
to.
Go in.
You have to because
I saw this video. It's funny. This
is it not
guy.
Insane? This poor guy, Kyle Corbett, out of North Carolina, didn't do that. Okay, so he went through the car wash and had miles of fencing wire spooled up in the bed of his
like
truck.
Baleen wire.
Yes. Yeah. And as those little, the flaps, the bristles.
The brush.
They're brushes.
As that goes through the back of his truck, it catches the wire. And starts unspooling the wire while rolling it back up all over
it
the brushes.
Wrapped it all up in the machine.
Oh, it looks
I mean,
like.
It
oh, it's
excuse
a mess.
Me. It looks like Armageddon. Like
the
it
guy,
took over.
His video was like, "How's your Monday going?"
He literally went viral yesterday all over social media because he goes, he looks at himself and then pans the camera over to the hell that broke loose in the car wash. And it destroyed it. I mean, it
I was wondering
absolutely.
Who covers the cost for that? Is the
car insurance?
Car insurance cover that? Does he have to pay out of pocket? Does
the car
wash
insurance
have insurance for
stuff
like
that?
How does that work?
Right?
I don't know. But yeah, I was feeling for the guy. I was like, that's got to be $100,000 worth of damage.
Oh yeah. Not only did it scratch his truck, but there was another car coming through that got caught in it. I mean, it looks horrible. So poor Kyle, he made a video and goes, yeah, how's your Monday going? Typical case of the Mondays.
Definitely a Kyle
That's
thing
a
to
Monday.
Do.
It is a Kyle
Such
thing to do.
Kyle
Stupid
Kyle.
Sorry. No offense to any Kyle listening.
Wow, Katie.
I know. I couldn't even stop myself
That's
without
funny.
Sorry.
It's a funny video. Look it up.
It is.
Sure.
Yeah, go check it out. Poor guy.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. I have been loving the battle of the CEOs here lately. This video went viral yesterday. It was the CEO of McDonald's tasting the new Big Arch burger that they are releasing, and the video was so cringeworthy there was a couple weird edits in it because after he took his bite, he had like little sesame seeds on his lips and stuff. But the main gist of it is like, I'm so excited to try this burger. And he took the smallest, most tiniest bites out of this burger. Like he had no reason at all to eat this thing. I pulled the audio of him. Listen to it.
The big arch. I'm going to do a tasting right now, but I'm going to eat this for my lunch, just so you know. Here we go. First, holy cow. God, that is a big burger. First of all, let's try to get this thing. I don't even know how to attack it. Got so much to it. All right, the moment of truth. Mm, that is so good. That's a big bite for a big arch.
No, it wasn't. That's like not. It was the smallest bite. And to watch this guy who's the CEO of McDonald's so confused as to how to eat a hamburger.
Like you've never ate a hamburger before.
Dude,
that is
you're
the crazy
boss.
Thing. And it's like you think you would have practiced first. Like, let's take a bite off camera, see how you do it, and then it we'll record it. Like, it was so awkward. I've never seen anyone eat a burger.
The best part about this, you guys, is the CEO of Burger King made a video yesterday where he's trying their new burger. And the dude takes the biggest bite out of it ever. Here he is.
Not bad, right?
Only one thing missing, a napkin.
He gets it all over his face like he gives it hell.
But good for him. That's how you're supposed to.
Everyone's like, Burger King is trolling Mickey D's right now, bro.
Respect for the king.
Respect for the king. There you go, guys. There's your PMI this morning. Positive, minus, and something interesting to start you on your way today with Jeremy, Katie, Josh.